Dr. Simon Wright again, clinic nurse, Ms. Edith Williams, last name spelled W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S, first name spelled Edith, E-D-I-T-H. Today's date is 1/21/2013. Patient is a 68-year-old Caucasian female, comes to the clinic with number 1, elevated blood pressure, number 2, tobacco abuse, number 3, low blood pressure. She brings in readings ranging from 91 to over 49 to 109 over 46, 72 over 48 to 103 over 53, 127 over 71 to 110 over 60. Number 4, sinusitis, recently seen, ear, nose, and throat, nurse, practitioner. She was treated for sinusitis. She was given Bactrim, which caused her nausea, so she stopped it. She is scheduled for a CT scan next week, period. Number 5, hypothyroidism. Number 6, vitamin D deficiency. Number 7, B12 deficiency. Number 8, hypertension with hypertensive heart disease without heart failure. Number 8, hypothyroidism. Number 9, hyperlipidemia. Number 10, postmenopausal status. Number 11, history of colonoscopy, 5/21/2010. She had a redundant fixed colon with internal adhesions. She had colon polyps, diverticulosis. No evidence of active ulcerative colitis. She was to get a repeat flex sig in about a month. I'm not sure if you ever got it, but a repeat flex sig was recommended in 5 years for Dr. Kuhn. Patient recently had blood work on 11/28/2012, which showed a LDL of 126, cholesterol 225, TSH of 5.58, and a vitamin D level of 29.8. She was given vitamin D, and her Synthroid was adjusted. Her Synthroid was increased to 75 micrograms per day. She was given ogocalciferol 50,000 units Q week times 6 weeks. She was scheduled for a bone density. She was started on Foltex 1 pp a day, and a B12 shot was ordered for her. Patient is currently told to start taking her Bactrim once her blood pressure normalizes. I think if she takes the Bactrim with food, she should be okay, and the low blood pressure made her sick when she was taking the Bactrim. We'll hold Norvasc, continue with the lisinopril 10 milligrams Q day, and continue the propranolol 40 milligrams twice a day. She's smoking 3 cigarettes per day. I'm going to increase her I'm going to recommend she increase fluids. Have her come back in 1 week for follow-up. Patient does admit to malaise and lethargy, fatigue due to low blood pressure, nausea, relay some nausea associated with Bactrim, and nausea, a focal motor sensory deficit, no skin rashes, skin lesions, no sore throat, ears, no nose, no focal motor sensory deficit, no polydipsia, polyuriphagia, no melanoma, no psychosis, period. We'll try to see if she's had a variant minima. If not, we'll get that schedule. And this is Dr. Samaroy, Dixon, get a clinic note from Ms. Edith Williams, end of dictation for the recommendation, see clinic note in chart.